Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, at Monday's quadripartite meeting, initial measures to stabilise the National Health Fund, the CNS, were agreed on, including a state contribution increase and cost-saving reforms. Projections show a deficit of around 100 million euros this year and 209 million next year, with reserves dropping below the legal threshold by 2027. The government will increase its annual contribution while implementing cost-saving measures worth 60 million euros next year, but contribution rates may still need to rise. Prime Minister Luc Frieden has presented Luxembourg's National Resilience Strategy to Parliament, aimed at strengthening the country's ability to handle major disruptions, from cyber attacks to natural disasters. The framework includes 149 planned actions, focusing on cyber resilience, critical infrastructure and civil defence. However, concrete details remain undisclosed, drawing criticism from opposition parties. The trial of two youths accused of murder and intentional assault begin today. Nearly 4 years after a fatal stabbing in Bonnevoie that claimed the life of an 18-year-old man, recordings of the killings had been shared publicly on social media, where they quickly went viral. The two youths now stand accused of murder and intentional assault and battery. In international news, 20 Israeli hostages have been released by Hamas as President Trump made a whirlwind visit to the Middle East. After meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, Trump flew to Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh resort, where he joined Egyptian, Qatari and Turkish leaders in signing a Gaza ceasefire declaration. Trump hailed it as a tremendous day and declared peace in the region. The statement is vague about the path ahead for peace between Israel and its neighbours, making no mention of a one- or two-state solution. France is in deep political crisis as President Macron blames opponents for creating chaos, while Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu has urged cabinet ministers to put their egos aside. The new cabinet is expected to present a draft budget today, targeting a deficit below 5% of GDP. Opposition leaders are calling for snap elections or Macron's resignation. And finally, with the accession of a new Grand Duke, the Luxembourgish monarchy has ushered in a new online presence with a brand new official website. According to the press release, the updated site features a new layout and fresh content, including sections dedicated to the Nassau dynasty, the Grand Ducal family and their residences. The site also features a section adapted for children. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Luxembourg's Football World Cup qualifying campaign continues to struggle. The Red Lions fell 2-0 to Slovakia last night, their fourth consecutive defeat in the qualifiers. The loss comes just days after a heavy 4-0 defeat to Germany on Friday. In the other match in Group A yesterday, Germany beat Northern Ireland 1-0. And in athletics, American sprinter Noah Lyles and his compatriot Sydney McLaughlin-Lebrun, the queen of the 400 metres, are among the nominees for the title of Best Track Athlete of the Year, according to the list unveiled by World Athletics. The names of the two finalists are to be announced on November the 2nd.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Today starts off foggy and then becomes mostly cloudy with some clear spells. Morning temperatures are around 8 to 10 degrees with a forecast afternoon high of 16 degrees.